I think I had to talk about General McNaughton's role, but my previous speaker has already briefed you that Canada has to have a very important role to play in the resolution of the dispute of Kashmir. It is its moral obligation that the resolution was passed under the presidentship of General McNaughton way back in 1940. So we, Canada, today, we see that there is no concern shown by the Liberal government. There is absolutely appalling statement coming from the
Freeland,
the Foreign Minister of Canada, stating that they are watching. What are you watching? Are you watching that 800,000 combat army is in the streets, in the villages, and they have seized the people of Kashmir? Are you watching that? One. There is a standing resolution. The world powers 2 days before have come in United Nations, sat there, and 15 Security Council members, both permanent as well as temporary, have come up with the concerns regarding Kashmir. And it's again unfortunate that Canadian Foreign Minister has not uttered any concern about Kashmir. So here, I would like you to announce today that our vote is dependent on what you speak about Kashmir in the next election. Because if you look at the Constitution of Canada, our foreign policy should be dependent on, foreign policy should be dependent on human rights abuses which are noted in the country, that we have to have bilateral relationship. The bilateral relationship is dependent on the human rights which are being committed in that country. I would again recall Canada's role when one Canadian citizen was arrested in Saudi Arabia, and there was a lot of hue and cry in Canada, right? And I will recall that there was again a lot of hue and cry raised about one of the ambassador when he was in China, he was in trouble. Again, I will say that there are about 12 Canadian citizens who are in siege, including one infant, 3 months old, who for the last 10 days has not been able to get enough milk for feeding. I would ask in the end the Canadian government that please revisit your foreign policy, and also please read the United Nations Human Rights Council's latest report, which was released by them in 2019, and act upon the basic preamble of foreign policy of Canada. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Farooq, and thank you all again.